أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين صدق الله العظيم. This is a continuation of Ayah 83 and 84 of Surah Al-Anbiya. We discussed this Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah had given him an abundance of wealth. Allah had given him children, family. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him good health. And over and above all of that, Allah had chosen him as a Nabi of Allah. A period of time had come when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put him through the test, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed and took away his wealth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took away his awlad, his children, they all passed away. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took away his good health, and Allah replaced it with ill health, that poxes or those boils that were on his body. And then the further test that had come was people began to leave him and people removed him from his community, and hence he was aloof from his people, besides his wife Layya, that saw to him, that had made him comfortable in every way. In one narration, now there was no income in the household of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam. So his wife would go out, and whatever and in whatever way she could earn, she would earn. And in that way she would support him and herself. And this continued for 7 years. People would say to him, she would say to him, make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes this condition. Allah reinstates at least your health. And he would say, for 70 years Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon me every kind of bestowal. 7 years is a very short period. I can make sabr and I will forbear all of this that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is putting me through. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, now connected to this ayah, he makes dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after the period of 7 years. And Allah ta'ala says, wa ayyuba, and remember Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, idh nada rabbahu, at that time when he called upon his Rabb, when he pleaded to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his Rabb, simple words, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُ. O Allah, difficulty has afflicted me. Hardship has afflicted me. Second part of the dua, وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And O Allah, you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here says, فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ. We then responded to him. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ. And we removed the affliction that was upon him. In Surah Sad, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives more detail, that Allah ta'ala revealed to him, O Ayyub, with your heel, dig into the ground, and from there waters will come out from the ground, and with that do two things. One is bathe yourself, and the other is drink from this water, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you shifa. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam had done that. So Allah ta'ala says, فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. Whatever the difficulty, the affliction was, we had removed it. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ. Allah ta'ala says, and we granted him his ahl, we granted him his family back. So hence, according to some narrations, he had 7 children. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed him with that seven. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doubled that. Mithal means the equivalence with them. So seven and seven. So in certain narrations it was 14 children that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestowed upon him. In certain narrations seven children and seven grandchildren. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best. رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا As a great rahmah from us. One rahmah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. One rahmah upon mankind, an example that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had shown the whole world. That on the one hand, Allah is the giver of sustenance, Allah is the giver of good health, Allah is the giver of good circumstances. There are times when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would test, and when Allah tests, then this is the Nabi of Allah that we should think about. Rahmatam min indina. And secondly, wa dhikra lil abidin. And a reminder for the abidin, those who serve Allah, those who are obedient to Allah, those who worship Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.